Yes, sir. What's going on here? Going on. King Judah 23 here. Judah Life Podcast. We're going to do a short show today. I promise. I'm doing this show because I got a phone call yesterday from a very close person in my life. And guys, when I keep saying to you that 90 to 95% of your circle you're going to have to cut off, damn it, I mean it. I do mean it. Okay? Let's get on to the show. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, here. King Judah 23 here. You can follow me on Instagram at King Judah 23, K-I-N-G-J-U-D-A-H 23. Also, you can subscribe on Twitch. And starting on January 14th. I know I put on a schedule January 15th, but what we're going to do, we're going to start doing a Sunday and Wednesday show. The same way the church set up there with the bullshit Sunday service and then the Wednesday night Bible study. We're gonna come with the same schedule, but we're going to give you some real shit. We're not going to give you that come to Jesus moment. Not all that bullshit. We're gonna give you some real shit, okay? And then on Friday night, we'll have our regular show here on this platform here on Spotify. But again, you can subscribe on Twitch so you can be ready and prepare and get the notifications at EMPIRENETWORK 23. Also on Instagram, like I said before, at King Judah 23. And also on Instagram, the Empire Network will be on Instagram at EMPIRENETWORK 23. Also, we're on Facebook as well at JUDHLYFE. So, wanted to talk to you guys about what I received, what a phone call I got yesterday. Wanted to talk about that. it's sad, man, but it's so damn true. You're gonna have to cut off 90 to 95% of your circle. And I know it's hard to even fathom. We have to cut that many people off out of our circle. We're going to have to delete a lot of people out of our lives. Yes. I want to say this to you before we get started here. The Most High is giving out a test. The Most High is giving out tests right now, and people are failing miserably. Failing. These people are failing, man. They are failing big time. I just want it's crazy that we're talking about this, and I know people are tired of me saying, man, I wish King Judah stops talking about 90-95% of people. We get that. No, you really don't get it. You don't get it. You hear what I'm saying, and then go past your mind, and then your mama calls you and say, baby, can you do this? Can you do that? And you are picking up a telephone for somebody that may be the most toxic one and the one that you may need to get rid of. But you ignore what I am saying because it's dealing with somebody that you care about. See, this is what we are talking about here today. 90-95% of the people in your circle, you're gonna have to get rid of. We're gonna put this title. We're not putting up the 90-95%. The title of this is fake ass Christians. We're gonna talk today. Christianity is a religion. What is religion? To restrain and hold down. To restrain and hold down your thoughts. To restrain and hold down. Your third eye. We all have a third eye here. See, I want to talk about these small types of things. Do you understand that you have two eyes in the physical? Yes. You have two ears in the physical? Yes. You have one mouth in the physical? Yes. You have one nose in the physical? Yes. You have all that in the physical, but you have a third eye. And you got to open up your pineal glands to understand that you have a third eye. You have to open your pineal glands to understand people's true intentions. You have to open your third eye to understand what people are really all about. See, people can sit up there and say all day, oh, I love you. I love, I love you. But really behind the scenes, they love to use you. Come on. Y'all have that friend. Y'all have that relative. Y'all have those people that keep calling you when they want something, but never call you to see how you doing. Whoo, come on. I'm talking to somebody right now. I know I'm talking to somebody right now. I know I'm reaching out to somebody right now. Somebody is listening to this podcast and saying, damn, King Julie 23 gets what I'm saying. King Jude 23 understands what I'm going through. King Jude 23 understands that what I'm experiencing right now, man, so I'm glad I'm not the only one that's experiencing this. No, you're not the only one. You're not the only one. But I'm here to tell you this right now. Your circle needs to start dwindling right now. Your circle needs to start dwindling right now. Just the other day, I got on my telephone. I looked at all my contact list. Okay, this includes personal, this includes business, this includes things, people I may run into people and have a good conversation with them, and they say, oh man, take my number down, we may get together sometime. You know how people do, right? I looked at all those numbers, and I'm saying to myself, man, most of these people I don't even talk to anymore. Most of these people don't even contact me and see how the hell I'm doing. Most of these people are not even for me. Come on, let's talk, people. Let's talk today. We're gonna talk. See, because when the Most High created all of us in His image, right? That's what He says in His Word. And even the Most High, even Yahweh, only had 12 niggas. Think about that for a moment. I want you to really start thinking about that. You want to talk about running in packs. You want to talk about, yeah, me, we running 20, 30, 40, 50 deep. Yeah, we deep at this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But the Most High even said, I created you out of my own image and I still only fuck with 12 niggas. Come on. Come on, man. Really start think about that for a moment. Really think about that. The Most High even said in His own word, I created you in my image. I created you in my image. And yet, He only dealt with 12 motherfuckers. Come on, man. The Most High even knew that a lot of people was out here folly. The Most High even knew that most of the people that He know or known that He had to cut off. The Most High knew that Judas was going to deny Him three times. He knew that. He knew that the Jews, the real Jews, that the Negro man, woman, and child was going to deny Him, was going to cast death on Him. He knew that. And guess what? The Most High still went through it. Come on. So when I tell you that most people in your circle are not in it for you, they are folly, they switch sides, they talk about you, and they turn around and smile in your face, you got to get rid of them. Everybody deserves a test. Everybody, I don't care how much they say they love you, how much they fuck with you, you a real one, you my nigga, you my girl, you my boo, you my thing, you my this, you my dad, you my dog, you my cat, you my alligator, you all that stuff they say you are, but the moment you put them to a test, they fail miserably. Why? Because they were never there for you from the very beginning. Who? Today's show is fake ass Christians. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, we're going to talk about that today. I got a phone call from somebody that I love and respect. And I'm going to give you a short version, the short version I could possibly give to you. So this person calls me yesterday and said, hey, King Judah, when you sold the person the car. And I when my wife passed away, okay, so I have to give you a little backstory. I bought an old school 1989 Mercury Grand Marquis. Okay. It was in my wife's family for a while, and I ended up buying the car. Okay? So I want you to follow me here, right? So I end up buying the car from the family member. Again, I'm not going to reveal the relationship that I have with them nor their names. That's not important here. The story is important, okay? So I ended up buying it from the family member. I bought it for $500, okay? I bought the car, and I had planned to do something with the car. I planned to put a new paint job. I didn't know about the interior, because the interior was immaculate. When I say it was immaculate, it was immaculate. It has not been driven in over 11 years at that time. It was not even driven in 11 years. And the fact that the interior was such immaculate shape, when I tell you, not a single tear. This is a 1989 Grand Marquis, people. We in the 2020s, okay? And the interior was in immaculate shape. It was in great shape. Okay? Now I want you to follow me what I'm about to say here. So I bought the car. Fast forward, I traded in my pickup truck, and my wife, most I rest her soul, she traded in her car, and we got the Kia that's outside my house right now, okay? We got that car for my wife. The reason why I traded my truck is because I recently bought a cargo van, and I had a contract with that van, so I was going to use that van more than that truck. And so it was like, okay, well, since I'm not going to use a truck no more, might as well trade it in and get my wife something that she always wanted. She always wanted a brand new car that nobody has ever had. Not no one owner. We the only owners. She always wanted that. And before she passed away, like I said, the Most High rest her soul, she got that. And I got it for her. Okay? All right? So I got that car. And then, mind you, I bought the 89 Grand Marquis. Now, what I was going to do was get the car taken care of, get everything taken care of on the car. And my wife was going to drive the Kia, and I was going to drive the Grand Marquis, and I still had the cargo van to do business with, okay? So, now, that's the whole entire story. So, anyway, so, fast forward, my wife passes away, okay? My wife passes away, and I had to deal with my wife's death, but I also had to deal with taking over her business. Okay? I also had to take care of and take over and still run my business, because I was running the cargo van business. I was running a delivery, a local delivery business. And I also had to take care of my wife's trucking business. So I'm running two things at the same time. Okay? And trust me, you don't want to be running two businesses at the same time, especially one of the businesses you didn't really know nothing about. And you had to learn on the fly. You literally had to learn on the fly. I was still driving. I was still doing my dedicated route on my cargo van. And I was still, and I had to dispatch my truck from my van. I had to stop. And there was times I had to get off the road and dispatch the driver from my van. See, I'm telling you right now, I was running with the chicken like my head cut off, okay? So I didn't have enough time to do all these things and then get the car fixed. So I ended up selling the car to another family member, okay? Now, I want you to understand what I'm about to say here about fake-ass Christians. This brother is a pastor. Stop right there. I already know. Oh, King Judah, you sure already had known. He's a pastor, okay? He's a pastor. He's an assistant pastor, okay? He's not the main pastor, but he's an assistant pastor. all right, at his local church. And again, I'm not going to say names and say the relationship because I had promised a family member that I was not going to reveal the names and talk about it. But I'm going to talk about it here. But we're going to do it without names or titles, right? So I get a phone call. Okay, so anyway, I sell him the car. It took the guy damn near forever just to get off my driveway. But it finally got out of my driveway, and he finally put it in his yard. Everything's fine. Everything's cool, right? So finally, I want you to listen to this. I'm at home watching TV, and this family member calls me, the one that I bought the car from. Now, I want you to listen to them. The guy I bought the car from, he calls me. He calls me the first time. I didn't answer. I was half-ass asleep. I said, I'll call him back later. He calls me again. I missed his phone call because I got up because he woke me up from my sleep. But I went to go fix my son something to eat, and he called me again. So I said, well, this must be important. Let me call him. So I call him back. He said, hey, let me ask you a question. He said, did you give this other family member any kind of paperwork with the sale? I said, yeah. I said, I gave him a bill of sale because the family member that I bought the car from, he couldn't find a title. Okay? He couldn't find a title, but I own the car. Now, I'm the owner of the car now. But he couldn't find the title. So in order for me to sell the car, I had to come up with a bill of sale and saying that I never got the title for the car. Gave him the bill of sale for the car and everything. I know this is a long, I said I'm going to give you a short story, but I have to give you a story, and I have to go all the way back, and I have to, because once I get to my point, you're going to understand, damn, King Jude 23. Okay, so anyway. So I gave him a bill of sale for the car. Boom. Now we're going to fast forward to yesterday. Did you give him any kind of documentation for the car? I said, yeah, I did a bill of sale. He signed it, and I signed it. He gave me the money or whatever. Boom, done deal. Cool. He said, man, I'm gonna tell you this, and I don't want this to go around the family. I said, okay, well, why? What's up? He said, man, he turned around and sold the car to somebody else. Okay, well, all right, fine, whatever. You know, not my problem anymore. You know, you get what I'm saying. He said, now, mind you, the 89 Grand Marquis was not being ran for over 11 years. Over 11 years, this car had not been ran. So it needed a water pump. It needed a Cadillac converter. It needed a new muffler. And I think it needed a couple other minor details. But the engine only had 46,000 miles on the car. Yes. Yes, it only had 46,000 miles on the damn car. But it was not ran for a long time because the family member who originally owned the car passed away. Okay, so 11, 12, 13 years has not been ran at all. So he ended up selling the car to somebody else. The only thing he told him that was wrong was it needed a new muffler. Now, mind you, now the guy I sold the car to, he did fix the water pump. Okay, but there was also other things that was wrong with the damn car. He knew it was other things that was wrong with the car. He told the man that he sold the car to that it only needed a muffler and it was going to run good. The guy bought the car from him, got it towed to his house, tried to drive it, it smoked everywhere. It was smoking everywhere. He found out was other problems with the car besides the damn muffler. Again, the car was not driven in over 13 15 fucking years. He told the man the only thing that's wrong with it was a muffler. This is a pastor, people. This is a pastor. This is a pastor telling lies so he can get the car sold. Making this story a little shorter instead of making it longer. The man who called me, who originally sold me the car, told me I'm going to buy the car back again from this guy. Because the family member that I sold the car to told these lies about the car. And he is a big time drug kingpin. Yes. He was a big time drug kingpin. And he was threatening to go to the man's house and to do some harm to the man. So the family member who called me said to prevent violence and to prevent some shit from starting happening, I'm going to buy the car back. So this whole entire time, the whole entire time, this man told lies to this other man to get the car sold. Then when the man tried to call the family member that I sold the car to back, he blocked his number. Yes, this is a pastor. I'm going to say it one more time for the people in the back. This was a pastor. This was a man that's telling everybody, go to church, go to church, go to church. Be with the Lord. Spend time with the Lord in his house. He is telling everybody this shit. And mind you, he finessed somebody. And he tried to finesse one of the biggest drug kingpins in this city. This is why I'm trying to tell you guys. You got to be careful who you hang around with. You got to be careful who you fooling with. You got to be careful of people that say, oh, I got this title. I got that title. I got this title. I got that title. I know this much. I know this books. I know these many books. I know that many books. You can say all this bullshit all you want, but your actions is going to speak louder than your what? Your words. That man is an assistant pastor. He had laid hands on people. He is laying hands on people. I want you to understand what I'm about to say here. He is laying hands on people, telling them that the Most High is with them. But you just told a fucking lie. And I understand that. We are all fall short of the Most High in his scriptures, in his word. We all gonna fall short of the Most High because we in this meat suit. We in this body. We in this physical body. Everybody in the physical body gonna have faults with him. Yes, I get that. I understand that. And I'm not trying to bury him under the ground. But I am trying to tell you right now, if a pastor is willing to do this, what is your family members gonna do? What is your family members going to do when the government starts saying, well, if you don't get that COVID-19 vaccine, we're going to lock you up. And if you know any information about your family member not getting the COVID-19 vaccine, you can get $5,000 now. All you got to do, and you can remain anonymous. Yes. These things are going to start to happen. What is going to start to happen when people start to say, oh, well, the Bible and the word is going to be outlawed in America. Anybody caught reading the word and reading the Bible should be in jail. And you can get $10,000 right now if you speak out against this family member and you remain anonymous. People are going to turn on you. This is what I'm saying. 90-95% of your circle, you're going to get rid of right now. Get rid of them niggas. And by the way, it's so funny that I mentioned this story because the family member that I sold the car to, I deleted him off my contact list. Woo, come on. See, the Most High is speaking right now. He is speaking. And if you do not have your third eye open, you don't have your pineal gland open, you don't have anything open besides your legs. If you don't have these things open to, you don't have these things open, you will fall. Oh, my mama will never do no shit like that. Oh, my daddy will never do no shit like that. My brothers will never do no shit like that. My sisters will never do no shit like that. Really? You really do think in your heart of hearts that your brothers and your sisters are not going to do the same thing? They're not going to turn you in. We brothers, we cousins, we family, we aunts, we aunties, we your uncles, we your niece, man, please, bull fucking shit on all of it. The Most High is speaking right now. The Most High is going to speak, is speaking through me to you right now. Yes, I don't have no ill will towards that family member. I don't have no ill will towards anybody in my family. I don't have no ill will. I don't hate them. I love them, but I have to love them from a distance because when you in fallenness, when you are not trying to be, trying to get better, and the only thing you're doing is getting worse because your situation is getting worse because you're not willing to repent. See, these are the things that we are not talking about. See, a pastor can sit up there and tell you, yeah, if you give 10%, the Most High gonna give all his blessings to you. He's gonna make sure you're taken care of. That's bullshit. If you do not repent in your funkiness, you will not be what? Favored. Satan blesses. Why are we still talking about being blessed in the damn church? The Most High gives favor. He don't give blessings. That's a Satan curse word. Satan gives blessings. Why you think Lil Wayne and Nicki Minaj, when they win awards and shit like that, what's the first thing they say? I want to thank God first and foremost for blessing me, for blessing you. First of all, they're not even talking about the same God that you're talking about. First of all, Yahweh is not even a God. He's an entity. He's Alpha and Omega. He is first and last. But they're not talking about Omega. They're not talking about Omega. They're not talking about Yah to him and his son, Yahweh, being Yahweh. They're talking about the God of the Baphomet, of the goat. The Baphomet, the same God that has the penis and the vagina. Yes, they're talking about that God. So when you hear Nicki Minaj with her pedophile loving ass, when you hear her talking about, I want to thank God for blessing me, understand that she's talking about the Baphomet, not Yah, Yah to him and his son, Yahweh, be Yahweh. She's talking about the God of the Baphomet, the one who had the penis and the vagina. Yes. Satan gives you a blessing. He blesses you. If you want to sell your soul, you have $5 million in your bank account. If you sign this contract and you allow us to sacrifice your son, Gilly the Kid, we'll put $100 million in your bank account. Yes. That's the God that they're talking about. They're not talking about Yah to him and so Yahweh be Yahweh. They're not talking about that entity. They're talking about the Baphomet. See, I had to give you that long ass story about my folks and give you the insight what I've been saying this whole entire time to give you a clear picture view. One day the internet is going to be dead. One day they're going to cut this internet off. See, let me tell you something right now. They really want to cut the internet off now. But Yah to him and his son, Yahweh, being Yahweh, they always going to have the last word. Yes, woo, come on. There's too many things that need to be told before they shut this internet off. There's two main things that need to be said before they cut this internet off. I'm going to say it again. That's why they can't cut the internet off. Why you think if Satan want to, he want to blow this bitch up a long time ago. Why can he not blow this bitch up? Why he can't do it? Why he can't do it? I'm going to say it again. Why he can't do it? Why he cannot just take the rocket and just blow this bitch up? Because even Satan is bound to Yah. Woo! Come on, talk to me today. Talk to me. Even Satan is bound to Yah. Even Satan can't move without Yah's, the Most High's blessing. Oh, I'm sorry, the Most High's word. And y'all still stuck in this Christianity bullshit. But I just got done telling you a pastor lied and finessed his way to lie and to bullshit somebody that was something small as buying and selling a car. You don't think that same pastor, when it comes down to his life, he is not going to sacrifice you? Come on now. That's why you're going to have to get away from people like that. You can still love them, but you have to love them from a distance. I'm not saying to hate them or despise them. I'm not saying none of that. I am telling you right now, you have to get away from the type of people, because those type of people are going to get you killed. He didn't know that the guy that he lied to this whole entire time was a big-time drug dealer, and he was going to send his people on his ass. See, he didn't know that. See, only thing he thought of, oh, I'm a pastor. Ain't nobody going to say nothing, blah, 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 whatever have you. And I can just pray and lie my way through this. See, that's what I'm talking about. It's what these fake-ass Christians are talking about. See, you go to church once a week. You go to, first of all, the Most High said his word. If me and you having a conversation about the Most High is already church. Oh, stop that. Stop it! Stop it! Stop it, King Judah. You're talking too real for him. You ain't got to get on no suit and tie and put on your best, your quote-unquote Sunday's best. And you still fucked up inside. You still a liar inside. You still a deceiver inside. You still envious of your family members on the inside. But you look good though. You got your Cadillac. You washed that motherfucking car, and you washed and you washed and you washed and you washed the fuck out of it. And you and the shit is shining. Ooh, that thing is just so pretty inside. It is so pretty. It's so gorgeous. It's so lovely inside. But your spirit is fucked up. Your spirit is still fucked up. Your spirit is still is ugly. You got a beautiful ass car. You got a nice Cadillac out there. You got a nice Mercedes Benz. You got a nice Beamer. Your car is nice, man. And you got them nice $500-$600 suits. You got those nice rings, and you got all this nice. You got all this nice stuff. Everything is so nice. Everything on you is aligned perfectly. But yet, your spirit is fucked up. Come on, talk to me. Your spirit is fucked up. As soon as you get a little bit of trouble in your life, you go right back to what you were doing before. Lying and stealing, conniving. Woo! Come on, talk to me. You go right back to the same shit you've been doing. You go right back to the same shit you've been doing. You've been lying. You've been the deceiver. You've been ain't shit. And now, since you got a little bit of troubles in your life, you may have a little bit of bill trouble. You may have a little bit of this. You may have a little bit of that. See, that's why Yahweh is not going to give favor to everybody. Right now, I can walk right to the kitchen right now and get me something to eat right now, because Yahweh has provided. And you still running around here talking about, oh, I know Jesus loved me. They wouldn't do that. My mama wouldn't do nothing like that. My mama wouldn't turn me in for not taking the COVID-19 vaccine. My daddy wouldn't turn me in. My brothers wouldn't turn me in. But the moment they say $5,000 and they look at their damn pockets and say, damn, we ain't got shit, they're going to turn your ass right on in. And you really do think they are solid like that. I am telling you right now, 90-95% of your circle are folk fake as hell. You better get with like-minded folks. You better start getting with people that say Yahweh instead of saying Jesus Christ. Well, he knows what my heart is. No, the Most High don't know what's in your heart. The Most High knows what's in your heart, and it's bullshit. Woo! You sit up here lying. You're lying to the people. You've been lying to the people for so fucking long. You've been shitting on the people for so fucking long. Y'all better start paying attention to what's ahead of you. You better start paying attention. I love my family. I love my family. I love them. I love them to death. But I will not die behind their foolishness. If I was to die for my family, it's going to be because they was in the righteousness. They was being righteous when they were being persecuted. They were following Yah's word while they were being persecuted. Not because I have a title. I have a name and a title. That don't mean shit. You don't stand on 10 toes. Any kind of little emergency, you go right back to what you were doing before. Lying, conniving, and stealing. You go right back to your old ways. You go right back to your old ways. This is you. This is what you do. You go right back to your old ways. You go right back being selfish. You go right back being a liar, a thief, and a cheat. So what do you go to church once a week and put on your fine garments and put it on your fine stuff and putting on an act, and you go shout and say, shout la 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 la. First of all, you're cursing the Most High. Because the Most High never spoke in tongues. That's the most retarded shit I ever heard in my life. He spoke in the Holy Spirit. The Most High speaks in parables. Then you get these big, big booty bitches. They put on the smallest fucking shit in the whole wide world and have their shit shaking all over the place. But y'all say y'all love the Most High. Come on now. Stop it. Stop it. Stop lying to the people. And most importantly, please stop lying to yourself, because you can try to lie to me all day long, but I know you're bullshit. But what is the most biggest, what the biggest crime is you lying to yourself. We about to be done, because I'm not going to go a whole hour. I'm not going a whole hour. But I am here to tell you, you better get right. You better get it right. I'm telling you. Right now, Yahweh's giving all of us a test right now. And 2024 is going to be a big test. It's going to be a lot of homelessness. It's going to be a lot of evictions. It's going to be a lot of people switching up on you. It's going to be a lot of things going to start happening in 2024. It's going to be a lot of people going to show you their ass. I'm telling you that right now. It's going to be a lot of people doing a lot of foul shit. Be like, I couldn't believe I knew this nigga for 25, 30 years. So fucking what? You don't know the spirit. You don't know the demon inside of them. You don't know that spiritual animal inside of them. You know the body. You know the physicalness of that person. But you don't know the spirit of that person. That person could go to church every single solitary week, give out $300 in offering, and still be a witch. Who stopped that? We got people right now admitting to being a witch. You got people openly admitting to being a witch. You got people openly admitting to being a Satan worshiper. You got people openly admitting that they are trying to do bullshit. You got people openly admitting that they are the devil. They are a demon themselves. You got people openly admitting this stuff. So when I hear, that person, I know that person for way too long. I know that person for 25, 30, 40 years. They wouldn't dare do that. And then all of a sudden, I'm so shocked. I knew them for 40 years and they did that. I can't believe they did that, because you did not know. You didn't know the person. You didn't know the spiritual person. You just knew the body of a person. You knew the emotions of a certain person, but you did not know the spirit in them. That spirit in them is going to come out. And I'm telling you right now, the more you elevate, the more you separate from people, the more evilness you're going to see out of them. That's the facts. And y'all go out here and y'all really celebrating Christmas. Y'all going out here really celebrating this pagan ass holiday. You're going to celebrate it. You go out there, you put the Christmas in your, you putting the Christmas in your house. You putting bad spirits in your house. You go celebrate Thanksgiving. You go celebrate Halloween. And these are Christians. Start cutting off your circle right now. Peace and favor, because the Most High gives favor, Satan blesses. Peace. One love.